You're with the news at one, and we're going to get more now from County Louth, where Gardaí are investigating what they believe are the murders of three people. They were called to a house between Tallinstown and Louth Village, where they discovered the bodies of two men and a woman, all members of the same family. A man has been arrested. As we speak, news is still circulating in the area. John Sheridan is a Fianna Fáil councillor for RD and Mid Louth. When I spoke to him a few minutes ago, he started by describing the area.
It would be quite a remote rural area between three villages, Louth Village, Tallinstown and Stonetown. So quite rural, quite agricultural type of area, but still a very close-knit community and a type of area where everyone would know everyone.
We're not naming the people who've been killed, but I'm assuming many people in the area will know them.
They certainly will, and obviously, look at over the course of the last few hours have been very difficult. When word has emerged, first of all, of the tragic incident that happened, and obviously as word has been filtering through as to the people involved. So, my understanding, I would have been to the house during the local elections last year, would have spoken to the family, would have known them at different community events and sporting events over the years, and they're certainly very well known in the area.
This is going to be very, very difficult for many people in your area, isn't it?
It is, and I suppose we hear of tragic events quite often. We don't obviously expect them to happen in our own locality, and I suppose it's concerning. Over the last few months, there have been other tragic incidents around the country, and the fear is that it becomes numb, if you like, in terms of the impact of it. But certainly here in this area, in Louth Village and Tallinstown, there's a huge degree of shock this morning, and people are very, very shocked by it all.
You were saying you weren't far from the area in question. What's happening there now?
Yeah, just at the moment, Gardaí have the cordon in place at different junctions, so it's not possible to get near the individual house concerned. And obviously there was evidence around 10 o'clock this morning of a lot of reports of emergency vehicles, both ambulance and Garda vehicles, were spotted coming from Dundalk. So obviously that would have been the awareness of the first incident happening earlier on, and obviously now at the moment, obviously Gardaí are following up in relation to it.
Councillor John Sheridan there talking to me a few minutes ago. Also speaking a short time ago, the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, responded to the news.
Yeah, I have information, and Garda Síochána have passed on information that I have received to the office, and I'm conscious it's a developing story and it's a sensitive issue, but there's no further information I can put into the public domain at present, but I think further information will become available in due course. And what I can say, and I think what the Gardaí have said, is that they're not looking for anyone else in respect of this criminal act, and that there's no ongoing threat to the public in County Louth, I suppose, is an important message to get out there.
Let's get more now from our North East correspondent, Mark O'Driscoll, who's in County Louth this lunchtime. Mark, we're learning more all the while. At this point, what can you tell us about what happened?
Good afternoon, Rachel. Well, early this morning, Gardaí were called to what they described at the time as a serious incident, and they travelled to this cottage near the village of Tallinstown. We're around 11 kilometres southwest of Dundalk, and it was at that property that they found the bodies of three people, two men and a woman. Now, it's believed that these three people were violently attacked and sustained fatal injuries, and all of these people are from the same family. Now, a man in his 30s was arrested a short time later. He's being held at a Garda station in the Northwest region, and he's being detained under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act. This means that Gardaí can question him for up to 24 hours, excluding periods for rest and sleep. And it is understood that medical assistance is being sought for this man. Now, the area remains sealed off this lunchtime, Rachel. The State Pathologist's Office and the Garda Technical Bureau have been informed, and the bodies of the three people remain at the scene. Now, as the Minister for Justice referenced there, Gardaí believe that this is a self-contained incident. There's no threat to the public, and they're not looking for anyone else at present. And the Minister for Justice there also saying that there's no further information, just as Gardaí have remarked this morning as well. They are in their early stages of their investigation. They've been asked to be given time and the space to carry out their investigations appropriately. As you can imagine, here in the village of Tallinstown and further afield, the local community really shocked and numbed this lunchtime, trying to come to terms with the events that have unfolded. Councillor John Sheridan there reflected some of that shock. Sinn Féin TD for Louth, Rory O'Murricu, also expressing his shock at the news of these deaths this afternoon. He said that the fact that the three members of one family seem to have died in a dreadful and violent circumstances this morning in a quiet and rural area of Mid Louth is appalling, and he said he would appeal for anyone with any information to go to the Gardaí immediately.
Mark, many thanks for that. That was our North East correspondent, Mark O'Driscoll. And should there be any further developments while we're on air, we will, of course, bring them to you. Well, we're going to return now to our main news today and to County Louth, where Gardaí are investigating what they believe are the murders of three people. They were called to a house between Tallinstown and Louth Village, where they discovered the bodies of two men and a woman, all members of the same family. A man has been arrested. Mark O'Driscoll, our North East correspondent, joins us again. Mark, a major investigation continuing this lunchtime. Will you bring us through what we now know?
That's correct, Rachel. And even since we last spoke, the Garda activity in the area has significantly increased. The laneway where this cottage is located in a rural or remote area just outside the village of Tallinstown has been sealed off. And from around the other side of the cordon, you can see that Gardaí are preserving the scene. A number of Garda vehicles have been travelling to and from the property, and also that a tent has been established or put up in the front garden of the property by Gardaí. And earlier this morning, Gardaí were alerted to what they first described as a significant incident. They travelled to this property outside Tallinstown, and that's where they found the bodies of three people, two men and a woman. And it's believed they were violently attacked and sustained fatal injuries. All are from the same family, as you mentioned. Now, a man in his 30s continues to be questioned by Gardaí as part of this investigation. He's being held at a Garda station in the Northwest region under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act. And just to say, the community here has been left shocked this afternoon. They were a very well-regarded, well-known, well-respected family, and a number of local politicians, councillors and TDs from across the political spectrum have been paying tribute this lunchtime as this very sensitive Garda investigation continues.
And it is, I think, Mark, worth stressing again that Gardaí aren't looking for anybody else in connection with this.
That's correct, Rachel. Gardaí believe that this is a what they have described as a self-contained incident. There's no threat to the public and they're not looking for anyone else at present. And the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, also coming out this lunchtime to say that in respect of this criminal act, there's no ongoing threat to the public in County Louth. And he also said that, as Gardaí have emphasised today, given their inquiries are at such an early stage, that no further information can be put into the public domain for the moment.
Mark, thank you very much. That was our Northeast correspondent Mark O'Driscoll, and he'll have more for you here on RTE Radio 1 and on other RTE platforms throughout the day.